how are they still in existence?
Here's what happened with us. So I'm out there, and I thought I had brought a pair of sunglasses with me. Obviously, it's Phoenix. There are no clouds in the sky. It's 110 degrees.
You needed sunglasses.
Right. But there was a kiosk in front of the sunglasses hut that had sunglasses. And I talked to the guy, and I said, hey, guy, how much are these? He's like, look, those are $12, but I'll give you two pair for $20. And so I looked at Mel, and then I looked over his sunglasses hut, and I looked at Mel, and I looked over his sunglasses. I was like, this seems like the better deal. I don't need these sunglasses forever. I need these sunglasses for 3 days.
They're going to fall apart by the time you get back to the car with them.
And I'm going to get two pair of them for $20, and I'm going to be living the high life, mister. I have fancy sunglasses, and I left them at home. So now I'm going to have these cheap sunglasses that are going to get me out of a game. That's what these are. These are get me out of a game sunglasses.
And know what ends up, in my experience with such things, things you have to buy due to some travel necessity, always ironically end up lasting the rest of your life.
Forever.
I made some comment. I had a meeting. I forgot what it was. I had some meeting years ago, and I realized I went to the gym, and I put on my coat and tie, and I didn't have dress shoes. So, oh no. I put the basketball shoes on with, I look like Letterman, and race into, I think it was Churners, whatever is at the corner at the time of Clark and Diversey.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I went in there. Luckily, there's nobody in there. And I said, hey, I'm in a hurry. I need black leather dress shoes, something comfortable, whatever you got close enough to a size 11, as wide as you have them. And he hurries up, and he runs out, and he goes, these? I said, those. And I bought them, and I said to him, and I said, because of the way life works, I guarantee you I'm going to own these for the rest of my life. And I still wear them regularly.
Isn't that great?
Yep, because they're just, they appear.
When you happen upon something and you enjoy it. Before I let you guys go, Connor, have you seen Spider-Man Far From Home?
Have, yes.
Thoughts?
Very good. I thought they got around making the largeness of the Infinity War saga small again and still keeping interest in what mattered. And I thought that it was a tough job. And you watch them do work in that film to get to that place. But I enjoyed watching the work happen, which is a very rare thing for a film of that type to make me feel.
Two things, since we don't have a lot of time. One, I think Jake Gyllenhaal in this movie looks like Matt Abatacola.
It's uncanny.
So much so it's that uncanny. I texted Abatacola and was like, great job in Spider-Man Far
From
Home.
It's uncanny.
Two, I think Kirsten Dunst should play MJ's mom.
Ooh.
I don't mind it because of that thing at the end, the thing at the end that happens.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's that.
Is that allowed in the universe to do that?
Why not? Why not? Why can't she do that?
I just know the rules.
Captain America has been Human Torch before. I mean, that's, you know, it all happens. Chris Evans has been around.
Yeah. So, you know, I was laughing, and it actually makes sense with the actress. Like, there are a lot of people that you couldn't pull that off with, but with Zendaya, you could have Kirsten Dunst as her mom, and it would be like, oh, yeah, that actually checks out. That actually makes perfect sense that would be her mom. And Marissa Tomei is amazing.
She had some scenes.
She's just always been great and probably always will be great.
Yep.
Gentlemen, have a wonderful day. Dan, try and get some sleep.
I'm going to. Thank you.
We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, a radio.com sports station. And the top of the hour is being brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Your Western Conference champion Chicago Wolves will open the season on Saturday, October 5th. For group and season tickets, visit chicagowolves.com. This hour is being brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto. Guess what? It's All-Star Week. You know what that means? That means that we are finally going to do that show. The show that you've been asking me to do since March 28th. Is Mitch good? It starts right damn now. Tony, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
So when I started this show back in March, Mitchell Trubisky would come up all the time, even though it was the offseason for the Bears. And I would say to Tony, we're not doing Is Mitch Trubisky Good at Football show today.
Guess what day it is, huh?
Four. And so a lot of the listeners have kind of caught on to the bit, and they'd be like, so when are we going to do the Is Mitch Trubisky Good at Football? Well, you're in luck.
My God! Okay, it's happening! Everybody stay calm!
What's the procedure, everyone? What's the procedure?
Stay calm!
Wait.
Everybody calm down!
Three.
So all next week, we are going to dissect Mitchell Trubisky.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
Two.
So since it's All-Star Week next week, and it's a time for exploration and experimentation on talk shows around the country.
Listen, guess what today is?
One.
Can you dig it?
Is Mitch Good Week starts now on the Lawrence Holmes Show on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
You can tell that Tony has been looking forward to this week with all the production that he is going to do. So, yes, welcome into All-Star Week. We have made you the promise, and we are going to make good on our promise. This week, we are going to definitively answer the question, is Mitch Trubisky good at football? You've asked for it. We are going to deliver. Let me tell you what we have planned for you this week. We have a bunch of experts on all different levels that are going to dissect this for us. We're going to talk about Mitch from a gambling standpoint. We're going to talk about Mitch from a film standpoint. We're going to talk about Mitch from a college to pro standpoint. We're going to talk about Mitch from a fan standpoint. Oh my goodness, we have put together the show that you want. Our guest today, Joe Ostrowski, is going to join me at 12:25. We're going to talk with Joe about the gambling aspect of Mitch and ask him if Mitch is good at football. Hub Arkish is going to join me at 1. We are going to ask him about what Mitch is like in the locker room and whether or not he's a good teammate and how has he shown growth in his first 2 years in the NFL. You wanted it, you got it. But we start the show, as we start all things, with the rundown.
When did you need that rundown by?
As soon as possible.
Okay.
Just get it right.
Yeah, gotcha. Of course. I'm going to dive in to the rundown.
The rundown.
Wow, we even got new production stuff for the rundown? My goodness, Tony is on top of it today. Let's start with the biggest story in sports. The United States women's national team went to France and did the damn thing. Captain America herself, Megan Rapinoe, got him on the board.
It's Rapinoe against Feyenoord. It's 1-0. The USA 1, the Netherlands 0.
The winner of the Golden Boot, she was fantastic in World Cup play. The game didn't feel really comfortable, though. The Netherlands played hard in this match. And then Rose Lavelle with a gorgeous goal to pretty much put it away.
Helped on by Mewis to Lavelle. The game's opening up. Rose Lavelle, lovely run. Great goal. Brilliant goal. Rose Lavelle might have won the World Cup for the United States with a fantastic goal. The United States 2, the Netherlands 0.
And you're sitting there waiting and waiting for that clock to wind itself up. And it did, and America was champion.
For the fourth time, the United States of America are crowned champions of the world. And for the very first time, they've done it on European soil.
Yeah, the women of the United States team crushed the competition all the way through. They win the World Cup in dramatic fashion, having played great. The rest of the world, I think, is catching up, but this group has been magical. Shout out to Megan Rapinoe and Carly Lloyd and Alex Morgan and Rose Lavelle. Whatever it took, man, whatever it took, they were able to do it. Then you had the men playing in the Gold Cup final, and just, I'm like, Josie Altidore, like, come on, man. Like, there were so many good chances for them against El Tri early on, and they weren't able to pull it off. Mexico wins another Gold Cup. But there was a lot of good soccer to enjoy all day long yesterday. And I watched a ton between the World Cup, MLS, and Gold Cup. I think I watched like 6 hours of soccer yesterday. And I think that's overall a good thing for soccer. Congratulations once again to the United States Women's National Team. What a bunch of role models. I just adore them. I think they're great. I think they are a very good example of what we want American sports to be on the worldwide stage. Just dominant and precise and great and funny and witty and fashion forward and all those other things that people have been saying about this team. Meanwhile, did you know that Jake Arrieta was all about the smoke? Let me explain what happened. Arrieta hit Todd Frazier with a changeup.
This gets Frazier not pleased.
And this year he's an all-star as a shortstop.
Nelson Barkley between Frazier and Arrieta.
So Frazier had been hit 3 times in the series. He was not happy. He got hit in the elbow. It was a changeup, but he still got hit. He was miffed. People were ejected. And then Jake Arrieta was like, if you want some smoke, I will provide you with all the smoke you need.
A little bit, especially with changeups. But, you know, Frazier's not happy about it. He can come see me. You know, I'll put a dent in his skull.
That was legitimately a threat. And I don't know if Jake means with the baseball or with his Pilates training. Either way, that is something. So much so that Frazier had to respond.
Yeah, I mean, he can say what he wants. You know, I'm just sick of getting hit, especially by this team. So, you know, at the end of the day, like I said, he can say what he wants. A little overboard, but, you know, just got to keep playing. Glad we won the game yesterday. And, you know, hopefully some things change. Got hit 4 times now, and, you know, and that's enough.
I would agree with Todd that it was probably a little overboard to say I'm going to put a dent in his skull. But apparently, Jake is one of the Stay Ready All-Stars.
Yeah, didn't know that. Didn't know that whatsoever.
I mean, you know he's got a little bit of that in him. I used to know he was ready for the smoke right then and there. He might want to get that bone spur in his elbow checked out, because he did give up 5 earned runs yesterday, and I think 11 hits in the game.
I mean, he was around Lester and Lackey enough.
That's true. John Lackey. But doesn't John Lackey strike you as the guy that says he can fight but can't fight?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like Lester can probably kick someone's ass. Because
is
he doesn't
athletic enough?
He can't throw you to the right side. That's a problem.
If whoever he's fighting goes between the mound and home plate, can John get to him?
So apparently Campy wants to smoke with Lester. That's right, Kawhi. Kawhi out here being the puppet master of the entire NBA over the weekend. He is fantastic. All right, let's move on to White Sox Cubs. This is what you came here for. Well, maybe not today. But the first half is over, but not without some fireworks and some highlights. You know who loves hitting against the Cubs? Eloy Jimenez.
3-2 on Eloy. In the air, center field. Almora back at the warning track. It is gone again. Another center field rocket.
Couldn't get it by him this time. He got one out over the plate, and it was a Hendricks mistake. The first runs of the ball game. Eloy loves center field.
Thanks, Cubs.
Yes, thank you, Jason Benetti. Jose Abreu homered as well.
In the air, right field. Hayward back. Warning track. Wall. A meaty solo homer for Abreu, and it's 3-0.
New guy for the Cubs got in on the act, too.
Here's the 2-0. Swung on, hit to deep left field. This ball's got a chance. Long gone. Robel Garcia gets the Cubs on the board. It's now 3-1. His second home run. And this young guy, Ron, is only playing in his fourth big league game.
Uh-huh. They should probably keep playing him. The Cubs couldn't muster any more runs other than that.
On the ground, Sanchez spins it. Garcia turns it. Sox win! Colome saves it. Eloy Jimenez provides the bulk of the power in a 3-1 final.
Sox win 3-1. Both teams are at the break. Joe Maddon said this about his bunch.
When it comes down to looking at a lot of these teams offensively, I can't tell you that we have the edge. We have really good players at a lot of positions, but so do these other teams. It's going to come down from us. I mean, I think all we're going to pitch, I think, in somewhat the same regard. We have to make less mistakes on defense, but to get to that point, I think we just, like, I can't harp on it enough. We have to get extract more out of the offense. And without, like I said, adding new methods or more work in regard, it's more about the mental concepts, the adaptations being made, forcing pitchers into the strike zone, moving the ball with two strikes, becoming more of that swarm and still being able to hit the home run. We're able to do all those things, but that to me is where the run is going to happen. Offensively, just forcing the other team to get us out in the strike zone.
M-E-T-H-O-D, man. Or I could go with the Hall of Notes version, if you prefer. Cubs finished the first half 47-43, a half game up on Milwaukee in the National League Central. The White Sox finished the first half 42-44, 12 and a half games back in the American League Central. Aloy said he's got some goals for the second half of the season.
First half for me was good, but at the beginning of the season, starting play was a lot of pressure on me because I'm trying to do too much. Now I'm just going to prepare for keep having fun and just go out and do my things.
So that's Aloy. If you want more White Sox chatter on my podcast today, Loho Daily, I did a whole breakdown of the first half of the White Sox. But that is not what today or this show is about at all. I threw it out on Twitter. I asked you the question. The question, is Mitch Trubisky good? So far, there's 1,100 votes. And right now, here are the responses you can answer with. Yes, no, I'm not sure, all hell yes. And right now, yes is leading at 47%. Strangely enough, I'm not sure is in second place with 37%. This segment is being brought to you by the Chicago Dogs. Tickets are now on sale for the Chicago Dogs. Bring your dog this Wiener Wednesday for Bark at the Ballpark with two hot dogs, $2 hot dogs. Come thirsty this Thirsty Thursday. I love Thirsty Thursday. You get $2 domestic cans and post-game fireworks. Tickets at chicagodogs.com. The Chicago Dogs, baseball with everything. I told you, if you were watching on watch670thescore.com, Gert, are we up on Facebook? Or the Score's Facebook page, you can see that there is a giant smile on my face when it comes to what we're getting ready to do this week. It's All-Star Week. We get to have a little bit of fun. You get to hang out with me. We don't have to worry about baseball too much. For the most part, we're not going to spend a ton of time talking about it unless there's some sort of breaking news that happens between now and when the Cubs get back into action on Friday. We are going to talk about Mitch Trubisky. Is Mitch good? You wanted the show. You told me that you wanted the question answered. We are going to do our best this week to answer that question. Is Mitch Trubisky good? We're going to ask Joe Ostrowski about that next here on The Score.
For all station contest rules, go to 670thescore.com/rules.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by the new Wendy's Biggie Bag. It's a ton of food for just $5. Price and participation may vary. There is no doubting the brilliance of the U.S. women's national soccer team after it won a second straight World Cup Sunday with a 2-0 victory over a game team from the Netherlands. The Americans were about as close to dominant as you can be in winning 7 consecutive matches. They scored first in every match, didn't give up a goal in group play, and were never taken to extra time, much less the dreaded penalty kicks that are a pox on all championship soccer. Did they catch some officiating breaks, especially against Spain? Sure. Says here they would have won anyway. Was their behavior excessive en route to humiliating Thailand in their opener? Yes, but it didn't merit the over-the-top reaction it got from some. The only question left now is how the players will react to an invitation from the White House. Stay tuned. I'm John Feinstein.
It's time for the Straight Talk for the Record Concert Series. Come see country music star Michael Ray in concert for free July 27th at the Walmart in Naperville. Head to the Naperville Walmart on July 19th, 20th, and 21st from 11 to 5 and get free tickets at the Straight Talk Wireless booth. Can't make it to the store? Then visit itstimeforstraighttalk.com. That's itstimeforstraighttalk.com. Presented by Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. And check out Michael Ray's single One That Got Away Now. For ticket giveaways, first come, first serve. Available while supplies last. No purchase necessary.
Collaborate and listen. Quench your thirst with Vanilla Ice, Two White Crew, and the Boy Band Night, July 14th at the LaPorte County Fairgrounds in LaPorte, Indiana. Get your